Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kimberlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Kimberlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan who is chasing the ball. Vozmak reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vozmak scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive towards the mound. Auker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker takes first base on ball four. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox is hit by the pitch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmick scores. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Auker moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Auker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Auker scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. Vosmick moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hoag reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock bunts towards the mound. Lawson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lawson. Peacock moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Auker bunts in front of the plate. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to third. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to third. Don Hefner pinch runs for Mark Christman. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoge hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.